I told you already. I'm done with this. I'm not doing your homework, shoplifting, or going out of my way to be your puppet.
Isabella was making Mandy do stuff? Feeling shocked, I pulled out my phone, opened the door by an inch, and started recording. What I heard next made my head spin.
You'll do as I say, or I'll spill your filthy little secret all over the internet.
I am so sick and tired of this. Tell everyone. I don't care.
You, the oh-so-popular Mandy, not caring what people think? Are you really comfortable with people knowing that your father is rotting in jail for fraud, while you and your mother are left with nothing and living in this rat hole? I find that hard to believe, given how hard you've been trying to keep up appearances in school.
I've done everything you've asked me to do since you read my diary and discovered my secret. You made me tamper with the chandelier at Anna's concert. She could have gotten seriously hurt. I should have never agreed to do it. It's been giving me nightmares.
But if you don't do as I say, I'll tell everyone what you did. Oh yes, I recorded it. And then you'll go meet Daddy in jail.
Do your worst, Isabella. I don't care. I watched in horror as Isabella picked up a bat and raised it at Mandy. I flung open the door and lunged at Isabella, knocked the bat from her hand, and pinned her to the ground.
Get off, you ugly jerk!
Did you completely lose your mind? What have I ever done to hurt you? How could my own sister hate me so much?
Because you overshadowed my life. You should have never been in the picture, and I'd do anything to bring you down.
Isabella lunged at me with a scream, but the commotion had attracted the attention of some neighbors who came running in and held Isabella. Someone called the police, who took her away kicking and screaming. I was still reeling with shock when Mandy turned to me.
You helped me?
Why?
We may have our differences, but I couldn't let Isabella blackmail you or hurt you.
Thanks, Anna.
No problem. That's what friends are for.
Friends?
Are we friends?
Maybe we could try.
Crazier things have happened.
My parents' world turned upside down when I showed them Isabella's video. They decided to get Isabella evaluated.
And they were told that Isabella had some problems.
She was taken to a facility to get the help she needed.
I've been pointing out Isabella's issues, but you've always just let them slide. If we'd gotten her help earlier, things might have been different.
Anna, we're sorry for not treating you both fairly.
We're starting to see how our actions have affected you both. We want to do better. Can you forgive us?
It's gonna take some time, but maybe going to therapy together could help us improve as a family. Hearing this, my parents nodded their heads in agreement. At school, Mandy and I even smiled at each other.
Finally, the day of the big audition for the scholarship arrived, and I saw Mandy backstage looking super nervous.
I don't think I can do this.
You can and you will.
Break a leg.
Thanks.
You too.
Oh, I'm not auditioning. I thought I should give you a fair shot.
Oh, because you think you're better than me and I have no chance against you?
No, because I think you'll beat my butt and I'd rather not be humiliated. And you need this more than I do.
I'll be cheering for you though.
Mandy gave an amazing performance that received a standing ovation and she won the spot.
I learned that showing kindness to a rival can turn a bitter battle into an